All right, before we get the show started, I have to give a huge shout out to a special group of individuals that I like to call my Patreon podcast producers. And you know what? They're all on Instagram, so make sure you give them a follow. Daryl at Your Level Fitness, Caitlin at Caitlin Elise, put three Y's in her name, Crystal at Reduced Fat Mama, Joey at Joey Losing Weight, Vanessa at Vanessa Ray's Journey, and Amanda at Mutz underscore and underscore Miles. These guys are helping this show to move forward in a huge, huge way. And if you want to join this special group of individuals, make sure you stay tuned at the very end of the show for more details. Are you Team Apple? I got to shout out all of you checking out this show right now on an iPhone, iPad, etc. In fact, nearly 70% of you are listening to me on one of these devices. It would mean the world to me if you took a moment to leave a review. This is one of the best things that you can do for this podcast to help get the word out. And while you're at it, leave reviews for some of your other favorite shows. I bet they would really dig it. Hit the record because you know how I do this thing, it just starts. And
yeah, boy,
I will say though that having that microphone in front of your face for the first time can be very intimidating.
Oh no,
not intimidating to you?
Not really. I did a lot of improv as a child.
Yeah,
yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah,
I feel like we never dug into this in our four-hour Uno's conversation.
Well, we knew each other back then, but you didn't go to high school with me.
True.
So yeah, I did. I performed in DC.
No kidding.
Yeah, we did like a random Gilligan's Island version of like Oedipus or some shit, and it was like, oh, wow. Can I cuss on here? That's my bad.
Yeah, you're fine.
I know. I don't. I'm in a Starbucks.
Explicit tag. Checked.
Okay.
There it is.
There's also children, so I'm trying to try to be PG, but also I'm 30.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. And by the way, I just opened up a bottle of water. I've had 106 ounces according to my app today. And so I don't know why, other than because water.
Because water's delicious. Or you could just do like a, what is the ASMR? You're like,
oh yeah, there you go. I'm glad I laid out on that one. I got that one clean.
That's
we'll use
get
it
the
somewhere.
Ads.
Yeah.
Get that AdSense. Just be like, water's delicious. You just have to find a water brand to sponsor you.
Ethos Water, ladies and
gentlemen.
Ethos
Water.
Starbucks. There you go.
Love it.
No, I brought up the microphone thing because that's kind of how we met.
Yeah.
That was, I think back as far as 2007, but maybe you have me beat. Maybe you remember earlier.
Well, I graduated in 2007. I definitely knew you before that. So maybe 2005, 2006.
Okay. So
I was a freshman sophomore when Brian was doing band stuff.
I
Brian
see.
Brian Whitney just got married. Congratulations. Love you.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's right. He did.
Yeah.
I commented on the thing. I just
love that guy.
Yeah. I think the last time I saw him was the last time we played a show together.
Probably.
Yeah, it was
you know
long
what? That's
time.
Probably the last time I saw him.
He's a busy guy.
He is.
Yeah.
Doing the damn thing.
I guess Starlit Eyes, that would be the first time, right? Or were you around for like the Run 6 stuff?
Oh, yeah, I was around for Run 6.
Oh, well, then I think I remember actually like handshaking with
yes,
you at
yes,
Starlit Eyes. That's
yes,
what I remember.
Yes, officially. I went to the, was the last show of Run 6, and it was at the church or whatever. And I was
epic.
Just like, whew, I was like, there's so many people here.
That was the one in the little room, right?
Yes. I was like, it's also so incredibly hot in here. But that's what you do when you're following bands and the music. You suffer
how
for the
you,
music.
How do you find out about these kind of bands? Are they just friends from your high school, basically? Like, you knew Brian, obviously.
Is I knew that- Brian. He was in my English class.
Yeah.
And I didn't cheat off of him. and then I found out that Danny Harlow, who was his cousin.
Okay.
I'd known him since, like, the beginning of time. And
no
I didn't
kidding.
Know they were related.
Wow.
He's just like, you know, my cousin. I'm like, yeah, I constantly get him in trouble in history. It's literally constantly. It's not even my fault. I just have that face.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just got that laugh. So, but then we just, it's like that core. You find that core in high school and then you just kind of run with it until.
Running with the pack.
You get older, suspended, and then What are you going to do?
I could probably count on like one hand the amount of people I've seen since high school. And obviously there is an age difference. I graduated in 2000. Yes, I'm that old.
That's okay.
I haven't seen, like, I've probably seen like five people, honestly.
Some people I wish I didn't see ever.
Okay, all right. But, running into some people around town.
Yeah, also, I have an older brother who's like maybe a year and some change older than me.
Yeah.
Graduated before me. And he suddenly like hangs out with all these people that I got up to no good with in high school. And they're just like, oh, hey. I'm just like, what are you doing in my home? What's going on? Why is this happening? Why am I not wearing more pants right now? This is ridiculous. But no, like most of the people that I was like super friends with either like moved or they've got married and got kids. Just living that dog mom life.
There you go.
Doing my best.
And I don't know that I met your brother. Was he into some of the same bands? I don't know if he was ever went to those shows.
No, he's not in the scene. Okay. He was a big truck.
Okay.
Country.
This is kind of my world now.
Yeah. He was sports oriented, and then he was got the lift of trucks, and then we go get stuck in the woods. No, as far as he was never into, he like picked me up for much. I think the first show I ever took him to was Taste of Chaos.
Oh, wow.
We went.
What a show to go to.
Yeah. It was his very first show at like a big arena.
See, and, like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. He's like, I'll study up. I'll know what I'm going into. And he was just like, fell in love with the Used, loved My Chemical Romance. I was just like, that's right.
Yeah.
So I know you're my brother and you're not adopted.
It's an addiction. I mean, once you find out about these bands, because they're like vastly different than other things that you hear. And that may sound like crazy to people that are not immersed in it or we're not immersed in it. Cause I think that time has kind of passed now.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like the first time I heard Saves the Day, like it was just like night and day difference between like what I heard on the radio, like Sublime, Pearl Jam, 311, everything DC 101 plays to this day and overplays. And then you hear like Shoulder to the Wheel, Saves the Day, and you're like, what the fuck? Like,
I think my mom probably knows just about as many emo bands as she calls them. Got her into it, but like, I was big on the mix CDs.
Oh yeah.
So I had like meaty amounts of CDs in my closet and I cleaned my closet. I'm talking like Tupperware bins.
Yeah.
And she's just like, and she'll hear something on the radio. And she goes, oh, it's your emo stuff. Your emo stuff's playing today. And I'm just like, thanks, Mom. You know you love it. She dropped us off at the Taste of Chaos show, and then my brother came home and she's like, yeah, they're pretty good. They're all right.
They're
all right.
Okay.
And
they're
then
okay.
They'd be in both my truck and his truck, and she's like, all right. So
I'm going to bring this microphone just slightly closer. I hope that's okay.
Okay.
Oh, now you're in that.
Now I got to just stay up on it.
Yeah. Okay. That's the thing with dynamic mics.
I'm going to ASMR then. Again, Ethos.
There we go. Ethos water, Starbucks. Thank you guys.
And to the children who are running by, not sure what's happening.
Yeah, that's like two people with microphones.
We salute you. Really, this is a podcast for aliens and serial killers.
Yes, this is. How did you know? You just walked in and this is what happened.
Hopefully that'll stop them from coming back by. Fingers crossed. Murders.
What was like, give me like a top three of the people that you were listening to at that time. Like, who was your top three?
Top three, definitely My Chemical Romance.
I thought you were going to say Starlit Eyes, but it's fine.
I mean, obviously, Starlit Eyes, Non-Six-Flag, you know. The usuals, the ones that they should do a VH1 story about. Just go back. I almost said VHS. God, I'm old. a VH1 story about you guys.
Yeah.
How everybody just sort of like merged. It's like you guys were like flubber. Because like when one ended, it's like.
The next one began.
You're like, hey, are you doing anything now that it's over? It's like, no, man. Clearly I'm not. So if you need somebody to help you out, I'm here.
I want to say like 2 years ago, I talked to Chops. On a Facebook messenger, and I hadn't talked to him in years.
That's nuts.
I think he heard probably the podcast I did with Steven.
Yeah.
This is around the time where I was like figuring out what is this podcast. And now I'm just like, it's really whatever we want it to be. Like, it's a different story every time. And we'll dive into all of this. Yeah. But I think he heard that podcast and we're like, yeah, we should catch up and hang out. And like, I was like, would you want to do the podcast? And we can talk Starlit Eyes and that whole background. And he's like, yeah, absolutely. But he's busy. I'm busy. 2 years later, it's not happened yet.
That's a call out. We're going to look for you later for that, Chops.
Yes.
Just saying.
Paging Chops.
Paging Chops. I think the last time I saw him, he was working at a bike shop in Alexandria. I don't know if he's still doing that, but I like passed him and I was just like, hey. today.
Yeah.
That was like forever ago though. So probably like, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't recall.
Yeah. I fully gave those guys like permission in my mind to like hate me because of the way I just left.
Oh, well, I mean, a lot of stuff was going on then.
Yeah.
So everybody was growing up really fast.
Yeah. I was kind of like falling out of love with music for a while. And then I remember we reconnected somehow, like between 07 and 2009 somehow. Yeah. Like we reconnected and then like we went to a show, I remember. Friday Night Boys. I don't remember who else was on that show. You could have a gun in my head and ask me.
I went for the Friday Night Boys. So I was like, you know. And I went with two friends from Baltimore. And I was like, oh,
I remember
my God.
That. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So that's where we reconnected because I was just like, and you're like, yeah, I know them quite well. And I'm like, oh, sweet. I still have that drumstick.
You still have the drumstick?
Yes, I do.
I still have the photo that you took of Chris and I. He was sweaty without a shirt. And here I was with a shirt.
As he is.
Yes.
Because now he's a lifeguard, or he was.
Yeah,
so I think he is shirtless a lot.
Well, I know he's a father now.
Yeah,
and he's managing
kids.
A gym.
That's the only thing is, I'm not against kids.
Yeah,
love kids; they're great. Yeah. I'm just like terrified of children because you know they're the future and all that jazz. But everybody on Facebook keeps having babies, and I'm like, why are your kids so freaking adorable?
Yes.
Like they're probably terrorists, but also. You got cute kids.
Yeah.
Cute kids out there. I'll stick with my dog who just only cost me a few a few hundred dollars. So, he's got no plans for college.
Cheaper than a kid. Yeah. You don't have to pay the college money.
I'm going to start him young and get him a job and then we'll be okay. Maybe a model. Maybe I'll be like a pageant mom for my dog. So
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. But you're not ruling it out. It's in other words, one day it could happen.
Yeah. Maybe. It'd take a lot of convincing, but maybe. Or an uh-oh. Then you never.
Oopsies.
Yeah, you never know. My mom would love that. Yeah. So
mothers, I feel, love that. They just want you to have all the babies.
Yeah. She's about the grandkids because eventually she's like how I found out is they love grandkids because eventually you leave.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, I'm going to pinch their cheeks and love on them for like an hour and a half. And then you have to leave. You have to go to your home where they can wreck and refuse to go to sleep.
Yeah. So. And I guess from like the woman's perspective, it's like, hey, mom, I'm the one that actually has to like hold the child and give birth to the child.
If I hadn't had all the surgeries I had, then I'd been like, man, this would be so much easier. But having gastric and then having skin removal and all that, having a child, I better be like in the best shape of my frickin' life.
Yeah.
I'm talking like marathon running, weightlifting kind of shape because surgery is it's a cakewalk for me. But I'm also like, it's so much work.
Well, you've definitely done some amazing things, and I definitely want to talk about that because that's kind of a lot of what I do here now.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, right? I mean, like...
But you support it, and that's good.
I support everybody.
There's a lot of people. You get hit or miss online a lot. So
really?
Looking for support groups and things like that. I know in the beginning it was not supportive wherever I was looking, and I was just like... Because a lot of people say, oh, you took the easy way, and I'm just like, I literally lost my job because I was on medical leave, and I was at the job for 12 years.
Wow.
And they were just like, I mean, they sucked, but also I wasn't recovering as quickly as I wanted to.
Sure.
And they were like, well, it's been a real 12 years.
Yeah. So I can imagine.
So I'm just like, okay, well, I'll just sit here with nothing and just think about it, which is something I'm popping out of now, trying to get back into like the physicality of working out and stuff. So
sure.
Just got to work through that mental affliction.
It'll get you. I spent about a month this past month in depression land, and it's not fun.
my mom, because I have a PTSD diagnosis, and I have a high functioning anxiety diagnosis, and I've had depression since I was a teenager.
Yeah,
and she's kind of falling into that realm of depression where she's like. Doesn't want to do anything. Doesn't want to like, she doesn't want to sleep, but she just wants to lay down. And she's just like, I don't know what's wrong with me. And I'm just like, welcome to my seminar. This is my TED talk about how you might have depression. but you know, it's, if you got it, you own it and you either let it rock you or you rock it. So and that's kind of what I do. I'm just like, I'll have a, like at a left field panic attack in like a Sears. And I'm just like, looking at vacuums, and my mom's just like, what's going on? You're sweating. I'm like, it happens. It's just
going through something.
Yeah. I was like, it's an episode and we're just going to dial it back. And there's a good chance I might just eat all of the snacks in my pocket and we're going to get through it together.
Exactly. So we'll make it through.
Yeah. I try anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
Well, you talk about having the surgery and all that, but I think probably a good place to go is like what gets us to that point? Like, you know,
growing up with grandparents.
Yeah.
my grandparents were, we were pretty much raised by my grandparents. We lived in Woodbridge.
Okay.
And I went to school up here. Yeah. And we were registered under their house up here. And so we stayed there. My mom went to work, picked us up, stuff like that. And like, she would just, food makes you happy. Here's food. Like, but because my mom has like 8 siblings. So they came from a house where they weren't rocking in like the super veggies. They were just like, here's a bag of chips. Here's a candy bar. Rome, do your thing. Your exercise is riding that bike, which I also cannot ride a bike anymore, which is weird. Because they say, once you learn, you never forget. I forgot. I don't know what happened. Yeah, I don't know. I think I had trauma. I'm not sure.
I haven't been on one in probably 15 years.
I can do the stationary.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's I've tried. It's people are like, you should just try. I'm like, I have.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't commit to it. But no, I was I was kind of just like eating like I could have anything I wanted. And then you get into high school and you're just like, you don't really know why people are like, ew, gross. And you're just like, I was never one of those kids that's like, oh my God, I'm overweight. Everybody thinks I'm disgusting and ugly. I never really associated the two.
Okay.
But it was more so that I couldn't run.
Yeah.
And that kind of drew, it made, embarrassed me. So sure. I was just like, and then I got like a 20,000 pound chest in middle school. So that wasn't great. Cause that also hindered the whole running thing.
I can imagine.
And then, I got thyroid disease.
Okay.
And they're like, yeah, until we get that fixed, you can try. You can eat nothing. You can eat just veg. You can do whatever. You're not going to lose the weight unless you do twice as much. But I didn't have the energy.
Yeah.
So I got about to 270 pounds.
Okay.
And they were like, here's the thing. You've got a history in your family of heart disease. You are either going to have a heart surgery at 30 or you're going to have to get the weight off somehow.
Yes.
And here's how you do it. Cause everybody was doing that lap band thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My aunt had that done. And then it was a nightmare for her.
Really?
Cause she just, well, she was like, ooh, sweet. Start over.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it was like,
yeah.
And I was just like, you can't.
What happens to it? Like when you have too much,
You throw up.
Okay.
Yeah. It's immediate.
It was these like nightmares of like just exploding or something.
It probably could.
Yeah.
That's why, cause they were like, well, there's no, they only had the science for like so many years and you're putting a foreign object in your body. So I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. Cause I just think something's going to rust. Something's going to go. And then like,
right.
Yeah. And then you're just gonna be like in the middle of like a Chipotle having your veggie bowl and then feel like you're dying. And then everybody's going to be like, blame it on the guac. And I don't want that for Chipotle.
Never. No. Chipotle is life.
Also, Moe's just poisoned me. So we're gonna push the Chipotle angle.
Really?
Yes.
Hold on. Sidebar here. This is what I do. I go off on sidebars. I actually like Moe's. What happened?
I love Moe's.
It just wasn't fresh?
Literally, the rice was stuck together in like clumps. Like they had taken it out of the freezer and like put it in the bowl and put it in the microwave. And I was so upset. And I didn't get my beans. My beans were wrong. I was like, and then I got immediately sick. I was like, what happened to this bowl? You ruined it. You know, like when you get sick off something you can't, like, you know, you're just like, why didn't I just drink good vodka and better orange juice? Yeah. Sidebar to your sidebar.
Okay.
I tried to prove a point once to Adam Crane. Shout out to Adam Crane.
Oh, what's up?
Yeah. When I was younger, 21, absolutely. And we were having a party and I bought 2 bottles of V&O and he's like, let me get one of those. And I was like, no, you didn't pay for it. And he's like, you're not going to drink them all. I was like, watch me. It's the first time I've ever blacked out in my life. I was like, mistakes were made.
Yeah.
I called my mom at like 4 in the morning. I was like, can you just come get me? I didn't have shoes.
You sounded exactly like that.
I walked out, it was snowing and I didn't have shoes or
what
a purse.
What
and she's
the hell?
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I'm like, just go home.
She kind of like understanding at this time.
She knew. She I was always very honest with my mom.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, don't do that. And then I couldn't drink orange juice for like a decade. I was like,
No orange juice for a decade?
For a decade. I was like, I love the citrus, but I couldn't do it for a decade. So also, I hate Adam Krahenbaum, but I also love him because he taught me a lesson. Well, I tried to teach him a lesson, which is don't be greedy.
There you go. Another sidebar. Have you seen or heard from this guy? We just take it all over the place.
He also just got engaged. Shout out to them. They're great.
Oh, congratulations.
Have not met her, but she seems lovely. So
yeah.
Yeah. But back to being overweight and young. I was like, I don't want a heart thing. I don't want that huge ass scar.
Yeah.
That's just a whole lot. And so I was like, all right, then what do I do to get this gastric surgery? And they're like, well, first you got to lose like 20 pounds. I'm like, no shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, thanks for showing up.
They always make you lose a little bit before you go in there.
Yeah. And it's just like, so I was doing what I was normally doing, which is just regular dieting and exercise. And then they give you like these milk boxes of like protein, and that's all you can have. And I was like, now I don't hate milk, but I also am just like, I would like to have a Twix with this or just like a cookie something. Nothing. Yeah. They're like, no, just drink your little stupid juice box and shut up. And I'm like,
here we were just talking about Chipotle too. Like, no. And how long was this for?
For 2 weeks. Cause I was like, I did well in the first week and they're like, we're going to add 2 more weeks on it. Cause you're not quite there. And I'm like, okay. Mm. So did that and then went in for the surgery, which they also do a psyche valve for that, which I was like, oh, okay. That lady sucked. Like, it's been a long time, so I doubt that she's out there still doing that job. If she is, you're awful. But she was like, I met her and I was just, she's like, why are you doing this? I was like, because my doctor said it's this or my chest. And I'm kind of lesser two evils. And she's just like, cool, cool, cool. What do you do for fun? I'm like, I hang out with my family. I spend a lot of time with my grandma. She's a badass. And she's just like, you spend too much time with your family. They're holding you back. And I'm like, what the
heck? Wow,
I'm
that's like, pretty heavy.
And my mom was like, she had brought me to the appointment and I came out. I was like, what the fuck was that? And she's like, what'd she say? I'm like, you don't want to know because you might fight that lady. I was like, because I wanted to fight that lady.
I'm ready to fight somebody.
Yeah, I was like, okay, cool. Thanks for the synopsis on my life. But I went and had the surgery, which was also funny because it was the first like major surgery I had.
Yeah.
My mom was there and I'm just like, I got used to doing needles. Not like that. Jesus Christ. because I had thyroid disease, I had my blood taken a lot for checkups and I am not a habitual drug user of any kind. But like they were trying to get an IV in and I was just sitting there, let her do her thing. She insisted on doing it her way.
Sure.
And my mom's like in the corner doing Mortal Kombat. Like she's like waiting for the fatality symbol. And like, I'm like, you good? And she's like, yeah, I'm good. And the lady turned around. She goes, oh, you're going to faint. I'm just like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
So my mom's about to pass out on the floor in the middle of me like going into surgery. I wake up and the first thing I do, I'm like, are you good?
Yeah.
And she's just like, I'm fine. She's like, are you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm great.
I was worried about you, Mom. Yeah, what's going on?
I'm like, the last thing I saw was you doing Mortal Kombat, and I woke up doing Mortal Kombat. So I'm like, would you like pass it on to me? But it was good. Surgery went good because they have like the robot thing. Yeah. So it's like you get 3 scars and then they're like very small. And
how long does it take? Like a couple hours?
It takes a few hours. It's not like super long or anything.
I can't believe they have robots though. Like,
yeah, I know. I was suspect. I was just like,
Did they like show you a video? Like, do you get to see it afterwards?
That's my thing, is I've had so many surgeries that my mom hates it. I always YouTube it.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like, I gotta know. Like, I had my LASIK and she's like, why are you watching this? And I'm like, I gotta know. I was like, you ever seen Final Destination where the bitch loses her eye? It's just ridiculous. You get lasered. I was like, I gotta know how to prepare myself if I have to karate chop this doctor, you know? So I watch all those. I was like, oh, this seems mad simple. Like,
wow.
And it was. And then you wake up, and I woke up actually in the recovery room, and some lady, something didn't go well for her. She was screaming.
Wow.
She was hurting. And I was like, somebody needs to help her.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm help good. Her.
Yeah,
like, I was just like,
lady.
I'm gonna throw up. And they're like, no, you're not. I'm like, go talk. Help her.
Yeah.
I'm like, you convinced me. I'm good. But I got out and they're like, okay, well, you can't do this, that, and the other thing. Couldn't eat bread.
Yeah.
Couldn't drink. like 30 minutes before or after a meal. Had to take sips.
Wow.
I'm more of a, I hate pain meds.
Yeah.
So, because anytime I took a pain med, I go cross-eyed. And I'm just like, I'm like, I'm stuck in this bed. And I can't do anything. So, but I did that. And I got down to, I'm like 200 pounds now.
Awesome.
I went back up. I was in like the 190s. And I was like.
It happens though.
Yeah. I'm just like, man, that 10 goes quick. Yeah. Like. Fall starts happening, everybody puts pumpkin out there, and I'm just like, oh, I'm eating cookies and cakes. And
people don't understand that, and they like lose their shit. They're like, oh my God, I'm a failure. I suck.
Yeah,
and
that's the thing.
No,
is like,
you don't.
Like, I used to be one of those people that's like, if I like ate something bad, I'd be like, oh, well, this whole week's screwed, so I'll just be a fuck up this entire week, yeah, and then I'll start again next week. And I'm just like, it's a Monday. It's like, relax.
Yeah,
like, there's another day tomorrow. You can start over. Or you can just start right now and not be a piece of garbage the rest of the
just
day.
Stop right now.
Or be a piece of garbage the rest of the day. You're entitled to do that as long as you moderate it and you're not like, I'm going to eat this entire pizza. Because my mom, like, she was a big advocate for me. Just like, she's always been very conscious about her weight and stuff, which she still is because she's short.
Yeah.
But she was like, I used to be one of those kids that got like a 12-inch sub.
Yeah.
And I hadn't hit that growth spur yet. She's just like, where do you put all of it? And I'm just like, I don't know. I just eat till I feel like I'm going to die. And then and she's just like, cool, cool, cool. And but as I got older, it's just like, she's just like, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't do that, man. She's just like, because that's not like the hard bar you set for when you eat. She's like, just eat until you're like, all right. She's like, there's this thing called leftovers. And I'm like, that's true. That's true. You make a good point. Start carrying Tupperware.
There are times, though, where like the next day, it's just not as good.
Definitely not a Subway sandwich. That's for sure.
No way.
You can't eat that the next day.
Ugh. No way.
Pizza, you can eat anytime. I'll eat pizza if it's in the rain. Like, I don't even give a shit. I love pizza. Tacos, I used to love, but
team cold pizza or
team pizza lukewarm, pizza cold. I mean, I've eaten a frozen bagel bite. That was weird, but I enjoyed it.
I haven't tried that yet.
You got a hole in your hand, get that palm warmth just to break the ice off of it a little bit. Yeah, I used to be that kid.
Wow.
But you do what you got to do.
That's right. The hell with that 2 or 3 minutes. I want my bagel bite right now.
You know how long it takes to make a good tray of bagel bites? Like, who's got that time? If I'm running out the door with my 13 bagel bites, they need to be here now. So you just put them under your shirt, let them get warm for a little bit. As long as they don't crack your teeth, they're delicious.
I've never even thought to have them like that. That is like, this is like a new revelation. You're like turning me on to something new, although I can't have pizza right now. So like,
I mean, also probably bad habits you don't want to like pick up or anything I say. Don't ever do that. Don't make a s'more over the gas stove. It's quick. It's efficient, but it's dangerous.
Really?
Yes.
Have you nearly lit your house on fire?
No, but it's a gas stove, so you're just inhaling all of that. And I'm just like, man, I really should figure out a different way to do this. My brother's like, microwave. It's right
there
here.
You know. But it doesn't seem as quite as good, right?
Roasted. It's just like almost explodey. And I'm like, it's not like good. I'm a s'more fan. I'll eat anything s'more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a good s'more, but it has chocolate on it, so that's off the table right now.
Oh, God. The things that you limit right now make me sad.
I know, but like, here's the thing. At the end of the year, I'm like, maybe I just don't go back.
But also, I am the devil that like sits on your shoulder and gives you a bad rotary cup. So don't listen to me. Because you're just like, why does my shoulder hurt so bad? It's because you got like a 200-pound angel just sitting there. It's got the horns. It's like, I'm not really here to help.
I'm going to see like this little DM pop up chocolate now.
Just like, check this sweet s'mores cake out. And you're like, you're the devil. That's me all day.
I don't think, though, that you could do s'mores without chocolate, because I was just thinking, like, well, maybe. But then you're just eating a marshmallow on, like, a graham cracker. Like,
I can still probably handle that.
Well,
like,
yeah.
I found graham crackers in my brother's cabinet today while I was babysitting. I was like, man, I wonder if he's got, like, stuff. And then I found chocolate sauce, and I was like, this is getting out of hand. I got to calm down. I got a kid around here. I got to set examples. He's over here eating rainbow candy at 9 a.m.
Because
I'm a terrible babysitter, but he loves me, so that's all that matters. I've won the affection of a
child.
You got to
get on the good side, you know?
Exactly. I'm Sister Ashley. He has a lot of, it's like my brother's daddy, Justin, and his mom and his actual dad. But he'll hear you say, oh, well, this is my dad.
Yeah.
And then he says, oh, hi, dad. So he calls my dad grandpa. Well, he called my mom grandpa for a little bit. And we were like, what's going on there? But I'm Sister Ashley. So I've never felt more in touch with God there since meeting him. So I feel like my grandma would really be pumped about it.
You're missing the whole getup, though.
Yeah, like, I know. They've definitely locked the doors on me. So he's great. I love him. He's definitely. And I'm like, yeah, now I got to get in shape. I told my mom that the first week that I took care of him because like we went to the park and stuff. And
yeah,
kids can freaking run. They're about that cardio life. And I'm just like, I have to like Super Saiyan kick a kid to get to him. And I'm just like, I like see grown adults. I'm crawling under the bridge to get to him so he doesn't fly off the slide. I'm like, what is happening? I'm so out of shape. I focus so hard on the eating right that.
Sure.
The exercise
that's where it starts, I think.
Yeah.
It starts. It's like a 3-point process. It's like it starts up here first. And then it starts here.
Yeah.
And then it starts here. And I'm like talking to you and showing you all this and nobody knows what the hell I just did. So
he was doing movement. So he's talking about, he's doing head, shoulders, knees and toes right now.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. I'm all over the place.
Yeah. Just know that there's cardio involved and you're going to hate it, but then you're going to love it. So get over it.
How long do you wait before you're like medically clear to like do anything? It's a couple weeks.
After the gastric, they were like, maybe like 2 weeks because it was like a non-invasive. I mean, they used the machine so that it wasn't a whole lot of trauma.
Sure.
But
sure.
I had this sweet pain ball that was like, it was like a tube running inside the incision. And it was just like a bag I put on my shoulder. My mom hated it because she's just like, that's inside of your body right now.
Oh my God.
Which is hilarious because we don't ask my dad to do a lot of things medically because we just don't. You're taking him a break. You're taking a chance. There's a good chance he's going to get WD-40. It's going to be bad. Okay.
That could be really bad.
Yes. So at the time they're like, all right, it's time to remove your pain ball. But you have to do it at home. So you have to pull a tube out of your body. And my mom's like, it resisted. She immediately broke out into tears. My brother's one of those, hey, I like to pick scabs and like pop blisters. So he's like, I'll do it. And I'm like, you're a sadist. Relax. And my dad's just like, well, can I help? And we're like, I'm just like, oh, God. And I just pulled it out. My mom's just like, oh, God. But I was able to like with the gastric, it was more about the get your lifestyle change. Like,
sure,
eat,
figure
out what you're eating. Do that. Moderate all that. And it just started to kind of like melt away and I was like, oh, well, that is kind of easy. But then it's just like once you get into that where you like kind of like when you lose a bunch of weight and then you kind of plateau, it's like, oh, okay, now I gotta exercise. By the time that started and I was like exercising every day, I had so much loose skin that I was like, I couldn't feel it.
Yeah.
And I got a dog.
Yeah.
And they're like, he started biting my skin with his razor teeth as a puppy.
Wow.
Didn't feel it. So I got an infection in the skin. And I was like, man, they're like, you really need to figure that out, what you want to do. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm put some Neosporin on a Band-Aid. What do you mean?
Seems pretty simple here,
get rid of the dog? Like,
yeah.
But they're like, you should think about skin removal. And I'm like, no, I don't know about that. I've never been huge on like latex outfits. So the fact that they'd be like getting rid of skin and then like sucking it all up, like, I was uncomfortable with it. And then the more he started to bite and stuff, I'm like, I didn't even realize because I bruise easy. I'm a pale girl. Okay. Some might say translucent.
Okay.
So when I bruise, my mom would be like, you gotta lock that down. So.
And how much loose skin are we talking about? I mean,
Well, I don't know if they do it by weight. I know that I could hold it. Like, I accidentally zipped it up in my jeans once because I do like high-waisted jeans, and that was a problem because I had like a Mary, old movie, something about Mary moment where I was just like, why can I feel that suddenly? And my mom's just like, oh, that's so bad. So
it was that bad, huh?
Yeah. So I was like, okay, we gotta figure this out. Yeah. I went in, and he was just like, yeah, it'd be simple. He's like, whoop, 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 whoop. And I'm like, oh, okay, well. That's terrifying.
It's got to be painful, though.
It was more uncomfortable than painful after. Also, we couldn't figure out why my back hurt so bad. Because I have a bad back to begin with. But I called, and I was just like, is there any reason why my back hurt here? He's like, oh, we gave you free lipo on your back, just because. And I was like, thank you, I guess? Which... my mom's like, you should see your back. It looks like you got like 1,000 drop kicks to your spine.
God.
I was like, okay. Because you couldn't do anything. Because at that, you had to be still. because when they remove the skin, and I know this is gross and all that, but you have to be so like laid flat and chill that your skin heals back to the muscle, which was lovely because they also put tubes in me and it was like collecting the juices.
I remember when I went to go visit Lexi and Danny in DC, and that was like days after her surgery. And so she had the little, the little pouches.
Yeah. The little fluid collectors.
She's like, come in for a hug. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't want to kill you.
So
here.
You're like, whoop, whoop, and you pad the pouches. Yeah. You're like, doing great.
Good to see you.
Yeah. No, those sucked.
I bet.
But like, I mean, that's how kind of I got my relove or my reborn love for wrestling, because I was like in a bed and I couldn't read because the pain meds.
Yeah.
Because they put me to sleep because they had a pain. And I was just like, well, what am I going to do? WWE Network. Like, I was just like, sweet. I'll just catch up on old stuff, catch up on new stuff. Got a piece of trash for Total Divas. And I was just like, I'm going to marathon all of this and find out what's going on. And I was like, you know who's great? Daniel Bryan. Love him.
Yeah.
Love him. So great.
What year was this, by the way, when you were doing all this? I'm trying to figure out what you're watching.
Well, then it was at least 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Doing that, I'm terrible at math. So 2016, yeah. 2000. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it was. I was just watching all that, and then I was watching, and then my brother's like, "You watch wrestling again?" And I'm like, "Yeah," and he's just like, "That's great." And then my cousin, who's he was raised like my little brother, and he was just like, "You ever a New Japan wrestling?" And it was just like New Japan, and then he's just like giving me all like the indies.
So did you used to watch it when you were younger, and you just stopped?
Oh,
or?
No, my brother was huge WWF fan. Like, I don't know if I'm legally allowed to say that, but
yeah,
when it was an F and not an E, but
no one will come after you.
Okay, good.
They'll just sue me. Did you hear what happened on the CM Punk podcast? Like, he talked all this smack about WWE and Colt Cabana got sued for it.
What?
So it'll all come on me. It's fine. I got your back.
Please don't sue Gary.
Because the pandas are coming for me.
Oh, God. I bought a Sammy Guevara freaking vlog shirt just to piss you off. So I could just be like, you know who's got the number one vlog? Not you, Gary. That's just because your team beat mine.
Oh, God. We're going back to this now.
I was so salty. I was just like, I gotta represent Sammy Guevara. Of all people, I have to represent him because he's the only person that still does vlogs.
Yeah. Why? Well, I haven't even done a vlog lately. I need to get up on that. It's
been
a while.
He's coming for the title.
Oh, he's already there. He's got like 23,000 subs.
Yeah, but let's be real though. People show up because he looks good.
He does look very good. Yeah. I can say that comfortably.
I wish he had more wrestling clips in his vlogs, which I think is weird. Yeah, he's a good looking dude, but you can only look at somebody for so long, and then you're just like, hey man, you want to do something? Like,
show me a highlight reel here, kid.
I want to see what happens. So he's like, I'm at the match. And I'm like, cool. And it's like, all right, the match is done. I'm like, well, what the shit? Like,
I did recently subscribe to him. Like, I started watching his vlogs. Yeah.
Mostly out of spite because your team's awful.
They were awful, to be fair. Derek Carr is actually a really good quarterback. He got injured 3 years ago. He started playing like Cole Trickle would drive in Days of Thunder after the crash where he got scared.
Awesome reference.
You get that reference?
Fuck yeah, I get that reference. Come on, Harry. Jesus.
Okay, put it there. No, I have the movie poster hanging up in my office.
Every time my brother wants to drive like an idiot, he's just like, I'm going in the inside. I'm like, no, you're not. He's like, a cold trickle through all that traffic. And I'm like, yeah, we almost died. This is what he's saying. We almost died.
Okay, this is amazing right now. I actually just saw, was that movie Jexy? And they made a Days of Thunder reference.
Did they?
Yes.
So rare.
They had, what was his name? Adam Devine and his two people from work. And they were like talking like Days of Thunder people. Like they had like they actually dressed as him for Halloween.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
It was awesome. You almost have to go see the movie just for that.
I probably will now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I'll not illegally stream it.
Yeah. Well, you know. There's that too. You're really trying to get me sued is what you're trying to do. They're going to come after me.
Just kidding. I will be a paying patron as soon as I get a job.
There you go.
I'm working on it.
But no, Derek Carr, he got injured and I felt like he was called Trickle. Like he was afraid to play at full speed. And so for like the last 2 years, he's like just been bad.
He found a Dr. Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll give you the wrestling reference. He lost his smile.
Oh.
I think he found it again, though.
Well, that's probably good.
I mean, we beat y'all's ass.
I mean, yeah, so but like, say, I'm not happy for you at all. I mean, I'm happy for that guy, but I still hate you.
Why is it going to be me? Just hate them.
Because you were rooting for them. You jinxed me, and I wasn't in a position to wear my jersey, so I double jinxed, and then I lost.
But normally when I wear the jersey, it's bad luck, but I wear it anyway because I'm like, well, when the hell else am I going to wear this thing?
That's kind of like my dad. He's a... Sadly, a Redskins fan since the beginning of time. Like his man cave, like half of it. My brother used to live downstairs. He's a Giants fan,
yeah.
Which is also, I just got acid reflux. half of it's painted in Redskins colors and the other half is painted in Giants colors. I was like, this is the stupidest thing, but it also looks really good.
Your house sounds really confusing.
Yeah. It's like, where are you guys from? We don't know.
Yeah.
We just kind of hang out. So my dad's like, why are you here for Chicago? I'm like, why not? I'm like, when you guys were like, I have to pick between these two, I was like, no, I'm going to pick my own. I just happened to pick the Bears.
Yeah.
That was a terrible mistake. Because then we had Jay Cutler, who was awful, awful quarterback.
Yeah.
Awful. Great person.
Okay.
Just recently watched his wife's show, and he's hilarious. And I was like, man, I hated you as a human being for so long.
But you got Khalil Mack from us.
Yeah, that's
true.
He's
really good.
Yeah, he's good.
Bomb.com.
We lost all of our good players when Urlacher left, and...
Why do you pick the Bears? How do you land on the Bears? Like, you just like their colors or you like their logo?
I honestly like Bears. Okay. My dog's name's Yogi Bear, bro. Like,
There you go. No, I when I was a kid, I used to pick my favorite teams by the logos. And so when I was a kid, it was the Raiders. And then somehow it went to like the 49ers for whatever reason, back when they were winning. I guess that's coincidence or not.
A million years ago.
Yeah. And then Redskins and then back to Raiders. So I flip flop a little bit. I'll admit it.
I got into the Bears when I was a huge the Academy Is fan.
Yeah.
And they're from Chicago.
I was like,
it's a great place. And then.
Have you been there?
No, never.
Never been there.
It's too close to Michigan.
Yeah.
It's just like real cold.
Well, I guess if you go in the summer, it's not so bad.
I don't know. It seems like it's always cold. I also hate Michigan. So,
what do you have against Michigan?
I dated a guy from Michigan.
Ah, okay, there you go.
He sucked. So I was just like, F that whole state.
Yeah. Well, so, my dad and I have beef. So he lived in California. I hated California.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Just throw out the whole damn state. Yeah. That's what I say.
And then you moved somebody to Vegas. So I guess I'm not supposed to go there anymore either.
I don't hate Vegas. Vegas makes me sad. I went to Vegas once.
Yeah.
And it was just sad. I was like, this is where people go when their dreams die. Like, you have like a pocket full of money. You're like, I'm going to go gamble. And then you lose. And then you just walk around and people are drinking and it's like 3 p.m. and they're wasted. There's a guy selling weed on the corner for like $1. And I'm like, that's not weed. That can't be weed.
Yeah. There's
I
no
saw
way.
So many boobs unsolicited. They're just hanging out. And I'm just like, do your thing. Guy looked like Zach Galifianakis, and I was just like, that's not Zach Galifianakis. I don't know why he looks so much like Zach Galifianakis, but I'm terrified.
Try being a guy sitting playing the machine, and then this attractive woman walks up to you.
Oh my God.
And it's like, oh, well, she's definitely not here to actually talk to me. She must want something.
She's like, yes, ma'am. Did you need something?
Can I help you?
I mean, I probably can, but.
Yes, I'm sure you want money in my pocket for services.
I went with my aunt and my cousin, and. We went, oh God, shit. We were like, let's get tattoos.
Yeah, I was like,
we were pumped. We were getting tattoos. And then it was like one of those, oh, we only do stencils.
Oh.
Like you had to pick it out of a book. And I was like,
You wanted something a little more custom.
Yeah. I don't want something that I can like pick off a screen. And I'm like, yeah, print that out and put that on me. Cause I mean, I can do that myself, I guess. But
when was your last tattoo you got?
For my grandma on my arm.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. The guy was watching a show while he was doing it. So,
oh.
But I was so mentally wrecked then. I was just like, just drill into my arm. That's fine.
When did you get that?
She died in 2016, 17, something like that. Not too long ago. But that kind of wrecked me because she was my best friend. And when she got sick, she just kind of plummeted really quickly, and I was there every day taking care of her, and I was there when she died, and it just kind of fucked me up, and I was just like, yeah, let's get something, and at first, I just got the pretty lady part, because that's what I called her, and then I was just like, oh, that pain helped, so I'll just go back and get whatever.
Get another one, right?
Yeah, and then the guy was just like, oh, do you mind if I watch my show? He was like streaming, like, The Killing.
Oh, my God.
And he was just like, I was like, oh, okay, well, rock and roll.
It seemed like it turned out okay, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. It could use a little bit of touching up, but
sure.
But at that point, I was just kind of like, it doesn't matter. I was just doing it for the feeling. But
well, if you want to see Faded, I'll show you Faded. My one and only tattoo. That's Faded.
You know, when I met you, I was just like, he's probably the only person that I know that knows that's a heartogram. Like,
yeah.
Big Him fan back in the day.
Well, I'm glad that you said it, because everybody came up to me asking about Bam Margera.
I know. Not lately.
Yeah.
But that's the way I that's the first time I saw it was a Bam Margera thing. And then
yeah,
I was just
that's
like,
how I got into it.
And then
yeah.
you find out, oh, it's a band. It's not a Him thing. Or it's not a Him thing. It's not a Bam thing.
It's not his thing. Yeah.
But it's an actual Him thing.
Yeah.
And I was like obsessed with him.
Oh, they're
and,
amazing.
Man, I Billy Ballo all day. I was loving him.
I saw their last show at the Fillmore. So it was the last tour.
Yeah.
And they were phenomenal.
I would have loved to see them live. I never got to see them live.
Never?
No.
They only came around like maybe four or five times, like out of all the times they were like a band. And I saw them like
three
times.
They were overseas
times.
A lot.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not going to get out there. Yeah. The farthest I got was Canada. So.
They're from Finland. And so over there, they could sell out stadiums like two or three days in a row. I used to see. That's crazy.
But no, they were great. I was like in middle school, like walking with my freaking CD on the way home in my Walkman, like on the
She'll
way home, just
be
like,
right
yeah,
here
just,
in my
like straight up music video style, walking to my grandma's, like, yeah, fuck yeah, so cool.
Used to walk like you were in a music video.
Oh, hell yeah,
I've done that a million times.
Anybody that says they don't do that is a goddamn liar, or they have no imagination, because you know, you have conversations with yourself in the shower, you know that you play things out, and you're just like, yeah, I had that fight once, and I just was like, yo, do something about it, bitch. And you're like, you know you didn't say that, because it was a lady at the grocery store, and you're not going to cause a scene at the grocery store, buying your groceries, relax, Jesus Christ.
I probably spend half the day talking to myself sometimes.
Oh, all day. Yeah. I'm my best company, which is probably why I'm perpetually single, so... Because I'm just like, you know what? Why not just hang out with me all day?
Why not?
Yeah, I'm also a super cheap date because I can't eat now because of the gastric. I had somebody take me to a sushi once, and then they got all this food. I'm like, I had like one thing. I was like,
Yeah, it's like a little bite.
I'm like, delicious. And they're like, what are you gonna? I'm like, no, I am not. But thank you.
I remember the last time I saw my ex, we were exchanging stuff. And I asked her because she had the surgery. And I'm like, you know, what is that like? And she's like, well, my boyfriend took me out to like a steakhouse, and I literally had like the 6-ounce steak, and I ate it like over 3 days.
Yeah, it's like that's the thing, is like sides are out, like
yeah,
anything. And then you get, which is always fun, is if you eat too much sugar, you get the dumps.
Oh boy.
And it's not how it seems. It's not like you sit on the toilet all day. It's you get like instant flu. You feel nauseous and you get sweats. Yeah, it's just like you go into like instant hot flashes and you're about to pass out. You're like, what the fuck is happening? I just ate an Oreo. Like, what the fuck?
And you're talking about like just one, like singular Oreo.
Well, no, that's an exaggeration. But okay. Like if you, like for a long time, I couldn't drink like any kind of like coffee, like a Starbucks coffee or a Panera, anything, because it's just so much sugar in it that you don't realize how much sugar's in things. And then you eat it and you're like, I want to die. Like, this is ridiculous. That's my aunt that had she had the
lap band.
I had the sleeve. She had the band first. Threw up every day. I worked with her. And she'd like come in with like this large like coffee from Dunkin' Donuts and like whatever else. And she'd drink it. And then she'd immediately go, wah, wah. And I'm just like, you good? You didn't even get you anything?
Yeah.
Every day without fail.
Wow.
So they were like, all right, let's take that out. Took that out, and then I did the sleeve, nailed it, crushed it, did awesome. And then she's like, I'm gonna get the sleeve. And I was like, you should, because
you can go back and do another one.
Well, they go, because it's like, because the sleeve ultimately removes all of the stretched stomach, because apparently your stomach's like as big as your fist. And then when you over time it expands or whatever, the lap band is like, we're just gonna like pop a bread on the end of it here, so it's like, stop eating so much or you're gonna throw up. So it was like ultimately like a throw up machine.
Yeah.
And then she was using it as such. She's like, I'm gonna crush these donuts and I'm gonna throw up. And I'm like, that seems like an eating disorder, but that's just me saying.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah.
She didn't think I'd be able to do the sleeve, and I was just like, I don't have an option. Like,
yeah.
So I did the sleeve, and I immediately had to go to a Sweet 16 for my cousin that I had to make the cake for. And
oh,
I was
boy.
Like,
that's going to be tough.
I was like, this is a nightmare. And so I sat there and I ate my like two saltine crackers and my little bit of tuna fish that I could have. And I was like, God damn. And she had like a taco bar. I was like, this is fucking torture.
Well, and I think we should really zero in on that, because I think, as you said earlier, a lot of people think they have this misconception that like it's the easy way out. Like, I don't know why my throat is suddenly getting clogged up, but the point is, like, people think that weight loss surgery is like a fucking Mario cheat code. Like, you just jump the warp 8 and
it's
you're
definitely
done.
It's definitely it's not. I mean, a lot of the times I think that people that want to lose like instant weight aren't thinking about the health aspect of it. They're thinking about the outside. I had the inside done, and I wasn't unhappy with, if anything, I was unhappy after the fact, because I've always been a bigger person and I didn't know who I was. Like, I didn't know what kind of a person I was. Well, not that it defined me, but I was comfortable in my skin at a larger weight. And then suddenly I had to have skin removal, and I wasn't. I'm just like, I don't like this, but you get used to it. And I mean, if it's healthy, if I can get past all like infection stuff, that's great. But as far as weight loss is in gastric's concerned, it's not like a quick fix. You have to change everything.
Everything changes. Like,
you will get sick. And unless you want to live in sickness forever.
I don't know who wants to do that.
Exactly. Like, who wants, like, my aunt was just going with the flow, I guess, because I was just like, I'm not somebody who wants to throw up. Like, yeah,
that's not fun.
When I'm sick and I'm just like, because I got power control on and I'm just like, I'm going to vomit. Like, my mom was like, what? And I'm just like, give me a second. I'm like, get up. I'm in the middle of like solitary. Now I'll get up and do it in a second. Like, it's exhausting having gastric and thinking you're going to not change mentally. Like, your intake changes. You get headaches if you don't eat. You get headaches if you do eat and you eat the wrong thing. Like, and it's not like you got gastric and now you have to, like, you're eating vegetables. You can't eat certain vegetables. I could eat carrots for a long time.
Oh, my God.
Because it's like, it's raw vegetables. So it's like, it's tough on your stomach to digest. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? I thought I was going to be, like, able to eat healthy and shit. And they're like, no. They're like, this is like a portion control situation.
Yeah.
So it's like, control your portions. Exclude raw vegetables right now and fruits. And I'm like, what the fuck's left?
This is what I thought I was going to be eating.
Yeah. I was like, I thought I was just going to get a good fresh start. I'm going to start with the veggies and the fruits. And they're like, no, first off, fruits have unnecessary sweets in them. Like, sugars. You don't need that. And I'm like, okay. I clearly didn't read all the pamphlets. But no, it was moderation.
Sounds like a lot of work. Yeah.
Oh, it was. Like, which I understand why they did. That's how I felt. Yeah. How these kids are crying. That's how I felt when they're like, you can't even eat fruit. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was like, no smoothies? I was like, I love these. A good smoothie.
Smoothies are the best.
Oh, man.
Where do you get your smoothie? Do you make them or you go somewhere?
I made them for a long time. And I was like, man, I'm probably putting a lot of sugar in this. This is not going to help me at all.
Yeah.
So I went to, I've never been to a Smoothie King.
Okay, yeah.
I go to the, what is that?
Robex?
I've been to the Robex and the Tropical whatever, but I've never been to a Smoothie King. I'd love to go to a Smoothie King.
They're actually opening one up. It's more down my way, so it's probably out of the way, but I think it's the only one I know of the area outside of. I know for sure there's one in Dulles Mall because I've been in there.
Yeah.
But right over there at the very end of Fort Belvoir, right before you hit the Fairfax County Parkway.
Oh, okay.
There's like a brand new Jimmy John's there. There's like all these new apartments.
Oh, wow.
And so they're putting one right there at the bottom level. So
I had an ex-boss and when I went to Michael's and he went to work at that Jimmy John's and was just like, that's right, I'm leaving Michael's. And we're like, oh yeah, did you get another job? He's like, yeah, it's better. It's Jimmy John's. I'm like, oh, calm
all
down,
hot
dog. Like, just chill, bro. Shout out to Jimmy John's though. What's up with your bread?
Yeah. They always say like free smells. It's kind of weird.
Free smells?
That's what it says on there. They have like neon lights.
It says free smells?
Yeah, it flashes. It says free smells.
Oh, man.
Because they're saying that our sandwiches smell this good that you'll want to come in and smell for free. I don't know that I want to go out of my way and smell anything.
First off, why are random people smelling the bread I'm going to order? Get those noses
that's my
off.
Bread.
Yeah, get those noses away from my bread, my meat, bro. Like, I also can't get over the fact that they have the Arby's where we got the meats or whatever. And then they had put in the end for sandwiches. I'm like, yeah, duh. Like,
what else would it?
Like, we know it's funny that it's, we've got the meats. Like, good. There's good puns there. It's so funny, but also don't ruin it by saying for sandwiches.
Yeah.
We don't think you're laying them on like your naked chest and like doing a dance. Like, relax. Like, just give me my goddamn sandwich.
I would never think of that with Arby's.
It's Arby's. The yeah. fact that they've got the Bob's Burgers guy doing the voice for the commercial, it's amazing. But that, I've always been an Arby's fan, so.
Yeah, I had them, I want to say, like a month ago now. It's pretty good.
I love Arby's. Shout out to Arby's.
You get much of that these days, or no? You can't really fuck with that
it's
stuff.
It's a lot of bread.
It's a lot of bread.
I can probably eat, I try to limit the bread yeah. just because it should expand. And rice. Which is awful because I love rice.
But, rice is good.
When it comes to like sandwiches and shit, like I can eat half.
Yeah.
Maybe
half.
Definitely no foot long subs left in my life. Like that would definitely take a few days. And again, we'll go back to Subway not having bread that you can put in a fridge.
Yeah, that's true. Days. What about wraps? Are you able to do those very well?
Yes. Love me is a good wrap. My brother's girlfriend actually makes wraps and then leaves me extras when I babysit. And I'm just like, thanks, Patty. Get a bomb. She gave me a buffalo chicken wrap with ranch today. And I was like, God damn, this is delicious.
That sounds really good, actually.
she like left me like a pound of shrimp salad.
Yeah.
Which I thought was going to be like shrimp with other stuff. And it was just like, no, it was like lettuce and some spicy ass shrimp. And I was like, my face is on fire, but this is goddamn delicious. So shout out to Patty on that. She's great.
How are you with spices in your stomach?
Well, I'm super white, so not good.
Not good, yeah.
Just like alcohol. I could probably have a drink.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, ooh, feeling it.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
I'm not really much of like a spicy guy. Like I'll have it, but I don't seek it out, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Like everything used to give me heartburn. Like,
yeah.
Everything.
I can imagine.
Like Cheerios give me heartburn. I don't know if that's just the fiber or what. Who knows?
Could be.
Yeah. So
also
when I
gives
do
you the shits too.
Well, yeah. I don't have that problem. I have to eat like a ton of Cheerios. It's all jacked up in there. I don't know what's going on. All the life of just eating footlong subs, and then like they're like suddenly not. They're like you'll never shit again. Such a tough road for me. Also, I'm disgusting and also perpetually single. But no, like spicy stuff, anything with alcohol. Also, I have a peanut allergy.
Oh,
that,
wow.
That was always really bad. But then when I had surgery, I was just kind of like, I got a peanut allergy. It's whatever. I had an egg roll.
Yeah.
I don't know how long after surgery. It was a while, though, because I was eating an egg roll. And I was sleeping, and I had a beanie on. And my mom was like, you got to eat something. And I was like, all right. So I ate an egg roll. I was like, all right, everybody, leave me alone. I went back to sleep. And I was going like the kid from Hey Arnold.
Oh, my God.
And my mom woke me up and was like, what is wrong with you? Are you snoring? And I took my beanie off my face, and she's just like, sweet baby Jesus, you need a doctor.
Oh my God.
I like pound Benadryl to the face because I look like Will Smith and like Hitch.
Oh yeah.
I
was
like,
yeah.
Yeah. My shit was swollen up. Couldn't breathe. I was like, what the f-? She's like, what did you eat? I was like, an egg roll. I was like, I don't know what happened.
An egg roll. Singular.
An egg roll. A single vegetable egg roll. But because it was soaked or fried in peanut oil.
So you a vegetarian or vegan or something?
Hell no.
No?
God, I wish.
Well, you mentioned a lot of veggies. That's why I was wondering.
Yeah, oh, I love vegetables. I'm also one of those people that, like, I feel like I could probably substitute. I said some blasphemous shit. Like, I told my mom I could, like, replace cauliflower with, replace potatoes with cauliflower. And she's like, get out of my house. I don't know who you are.
She's not having any
of that. I was like, are you serious? She's like, I don't know what came over me, but also don't ever say some stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
I made like buffalo cauliflower wings once. And I was like, this is legit. And she's just like,
this is legit.
She's like, but you know what else is good? Buffalo chicken wings. I was like, you also make a good point.
It's hard to argue with that.
Yeah.
I know if I want wings, I'll usually go to Hooters.
I've never been to Hooters.
The best wings.
Which is weird. I feel like those are my home people.
Well,
like,
I will tell you this because I actually used to go to this Buffalo Wild Wings over here for UFC fights. Mm-hmm. And the service sucked so bad. And the last few times the wings have been kind of like dry and very hard to chew.
Ugh.
So this last UFC fight, my buddy and I went to Hooters and they were like, and I always knew that they were good wings, but like, I just never went because usually that location in Woodbridge always gets packed.
Yeah.
And, but I went there and the wings were just, they were the shit. So
I never went to Hooters because my uncle was like, there's nothing hooting at Hooters. And I was like, I don't know what that means, but I assume it means the service is better. The food's better. They serve owls. So yeah, I don't know.
One of the three.
Yeah. If they're serving owls, then I'm definitely going to hard pass on that because owls are gross. They eat weird things. So
my mother loves owls. She's obsessed with them. I don't know why.
My mom's oldest sister, she's obsessed with owls too. Yeah. Yogi's not a fan either. We recently discovered there's one in our tree in the backyard, and he's just like, "What the fuck is that?" I'm like, "Leave it alone. It'll kill you. It'll claw your eyes." And he's just like, "Nah, mom, I've got to find it." Yeah. Like, "You don't, son.
I will. I will kill this owl."
Yeah, he's he's nuts.
Yeah.
He's also something I have to get in shape for, which, because he used to be afraid of everything.
Yeah.
Now he's reversing, where he's just like, "I'll fight anybody."
Yeah.
He's like Conor McGregor in the aspect of, like, if you, I don't know, if you're bigger than him, then he's just like immediately going to be like, "I will fuck you, your mother, and just murder your family." And you're just like, "Where did this come from? I just asked for an autograph."
Yeah.
And he's, and I'm just like, "Sir, you're dragging me. You're dragging me. What's happening? My arm. Ow." He literally, we went and had him blessed the other day. And some lady was like performing elderly abuse on some man, like threw a fucking walker at him. And I was being a nosy bitch. Like, "Do I need to go heel kick this lady?" And then Yogi wasn't having it. And he, I was like taking the knee, and I had like his thing wrapped around my arm, and I was just like, "This bitch." And then all of a sudden he went for it, and I hit the ground, and I was like, in the middle of having the dogs and the animals blessed, I'm like, "Ugh."
Oh my God.
And I was like, "Please don't drag me across the church parking lot." But he's a big old boy.
Yeah.
So he needs exercise too. We're working on it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get mama in shape, get the dog in
shape.
We're
trying, man. It's now it's more of a like a mental game. As soon as I'm trying to get mentally stable to be able to have the energy to the physicality of it. But it's like, I don't want to use that as an excuse. So even on bad days, I'm just like, you got to walk every day. If you don't want to lift weights or anything like that, then if I had money, I'd go to a gym. But I'm just like, I'm not going to use that as an excuse either. Yeah. So we, like every day, I'm my mom's going through what she's going through. And I'm just like, just go for a walk with us. I was like, it's not going to be strenuous. I was like, I won't make you run. We can talk all the shit you want about whoever you want. Pick a sibling. We'll go and talk about how shitty they are. And then we'll just walk. And she finally got up and joined me the other day. So I was like, sweet.
How long are your walks usually?
About 15, 20 minutes.
That's cool.
Because he's big in the chest, so he gets winded easy.
Yeah.
And doesn't do sunshine. Hates the sun, hates the heat.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a picky little boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a rescue, so we spoiled the hell out of him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that kind of backfired because now he like runs the show.
Oh, yeah.
He's he like, when he runs out of like things to take his medicine, like I give him cheese. And that's not great. He has like a daily banana with my dad. Like there's banana break with the bros. I'm like,
what a life.
He's living a great life.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the best part of my life probably. So
I would love to take my dog on some of my walks, but he will not go on the long walks either. Like I like to go for like 5 and 6 mile walks. Like you see me, I go to like Burke Lake now. I go to like all these parks and I just walk around and I just love getting lost in the woods.
I have a friend that gave me an app. It was called All Trails.
Yeah, I think I...
You have that app?
I think I have that. Let me see.
That's... He was like, hey, figure... Yeah.
There it is. Yeah. All Trails.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah. So you start small. Because I'm always like, I'd love to go hiking. But I'm just like, I also watch a lot of true crime and like Oxygen Network. Where I'm like, I would be that person to either get murdered in the woods or get lost and die and fall off a cliff. So... Yeah. And I don't want to put that on my dog because like then what's he going to do? He'll go back. He'll find somebody to feed him and love him. But like he's going to be like, damn, bummer. Sorry, mom.
Well, I kind of have like a rule. Like I'll go usually like if it's really early in the morning, I'm like, well, there's no criminals that are going to be out like 8 o'clock in the morning. Like they're all sleeping.
Those do-gooder criminals that are getting up like.
Yeah. If they're going
to
kill
today,
me.
I'm going to kidnap. But you know what the best part about that is? Sometimes you do vlogs when you walk.
Yes.
Found footage. Everyone loves a good found footage.
Yes.
Love it.
Watch me die on
like
camera.
Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
It's good. It's awful. But you got to watch it.
They had me bamboozled when I was younger. I thought it was a shoot.
No, I definitely didn't think it was a shoot. I was like, this is fucking real. We'll never go in the woods. I don't want to see a single tree in my life.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh.
And this place is like, what, an hour from us?
Yeah.
Like, that's like, the whole screwed up part,
like,
right?
Like, I'll never explore because I am not going to get gotten by these children.
Well, at least with like a Burke Lake or something, like you at least have like a trail. Like there's like, you follow this trail and that app will show you how to stay on that trail.
Yeah.
even though those, like these parks, they're like pretty obvious what the trail is, like, but
don't do it.
Yeah. I do want to try Fountainhead Park because their trail's like 10 miles. I want to try that.
I didn't realize that there were actually trails that are like, you can't have a dog on. Like I thought like any trail you could just take an animal on, but they're like, there are some that are like, no,
it's outside. Like,
Where is it going to go? I had a lady yell at me the other day. Cause she's like, can you please not have your dog poop in front of my house? And like, I was like, this is the only where, I was like, where would you like him to go? Cause he wasn't in her yard. And, it was, I mean, what do you want to do? Dog's got to shit. And she's like, I don't care. Go. She's like, it can be at any of my other neighbor's houses. And I was like, oh, you're one of those. I was like, no, I'm just gonna make sure he shits here every day.
Yes. Every Thank single you. Day.
Like there was like her neighbor was like walking by like this bitch. And I'm like, yeah, sorry, dude.
That's
like,
me.
I was like, if I would have like super shot put, thrown it into your house, I would have understood. But
yeah,
relax. It's a dog.
Well, like I will say it's legit been 10 years since I've seen you. Like what else is anything else? Major life changes in 10 years.
In 10 years. A lot of family stuff. My uncle was killed in a car accident.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. He fell asleep, hit a dump truck, and left behind three kids and a wife who's my aunt. And two of her kids were still young. And I moved in with her and my grandma to help raise her kids.
Yeah.
Got one of them through high school, graduated. Did her graduation party, did a 18th party. She's doing great. She's killing it. She's a hairdresser. She's living her best life. Couldn't be more proud.
Yeah.
My aunt's in a much better place. So that's good. My goddaughter graduated. Everybody's graduating. They start so small. And then just going through stuff with my grandma and her passing and trying to figure out family stuff and just trying to figure out when you suddenly become unemployed, you're like, you get that down, and then you're like, but what do I really want to do?
Yeah.
Because the job I worked 12 years in, I was complacent, and because I suffered through a lot of sexual harassment at the job. Right. I was the only woman in an all-male shop, and it was just really bad, and I kind of just put up with it because I liked the job security. But now I'm just like, I was never one of those people that's like, I have dreams, because... Yeah. I don't know. I'm a realist, I guess. And I'm like,
yeah, what's that dream shit? What's that all
like,
about?
I'm like, I you got to do what's making you money. Like sure. That's always been me. Cause I've always taken care of people. But now I'm just like, the dream is now to own enough land to take in elderly veterans and animals that people don't want or abuse. And just have a farm and live out your life.
There you
take
go.
Care of. And you know what? You've got all these wrestling stations. Everybody's got their Monday through Friday lineup.
Yeah.
Have everybody watching that. Old people be angry about it, but you know what? They love the violence. They're veterans. Yeah. They like a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's a little bit of competition. I'll get that nitro going up in there with the oldies. And then just animals that I can love, like Ronda Rousey and her awesome farm. Like,
yeah, she has a whole farm.
She's a fucking farm. Like, wait, what?
So she is living your dream right now with all the well, part of it.
Yeah,
with the animal
some
part.
Of it. I mean, I don't want to be a stepmom. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Just because I have red hair and I would assume I'd have to be evil, and that's just so much work. But sweet farm, tall ass husband who also can fight really well.
There you go. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But I don't know. I'm leaning away from MMA fighters just because I went on a Tinder date with an MMA fighter.
Oh shit.
And he. He wanted to shock me, I guess, and he pulled out his fucking teeth and like put them on the table. I was at a fucking Uno's, bro. At our Uno's. He
our
put
Uno's.
At our
not just,
Uno's.
Not just any Uno's.
No,
our
Uno's.
Uno's.
We own that Uno's in case anybody's curious. It's in Kingstown. It's awesome. Go
it is
there.
Awesome, yes.
But no, he put his teeth on the fucking table and I was like, I was in shock that I was like, and I was like, I didn't say anything because I was like, maybe it's a medical thing. And I'm like, no problem, dude. If you don't have any teeth, that's cool. And then he put them back in. He was just like, I had them all removed because I'm an amateur MMA fighter. And I'm like, he's like, we're not going to go on a second date. I'm like, you know, you could have waited to like the third date. And I would have been like, you're insane, but I might be here for it.
Yeah.
First impressions. You can't just pull your teeth out, bro. You can't just sit your teeth on my napkin. Okay. My drink was sitting there. Now your weird gums are all over my glass. And I'm not going to enjoy my pizza. Yeah.
This is quite a story.
Yeah. I was just like, I'll never be able to go back to Uno's ever again. And then I went back to Uno's and I was like, I can't sit over there anymore. So I don't sit in the bar anymore.
Oh, so they didn't give them, they didn't give you guys our table. I don't even remember what our table was, but
no, it was like in like where the family sit, but no, because I was in the bar area watching sports because the Mets were playing, also a team I support, which
did not work out
so much this year. Hey, we went to the series a few years ago. We lost really quickly, but we went.
Well, at least you went.
We showed up.
It's my turn now.
Well, we didn't show up. We hung out.
Yeah.
We brought the chips to the party and then immediately got our ass kicked. But you know what? Go Mets. It happens. That was the best of us. Redskins fans knows what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure they can relate. Yeah.
Every year is the Redskins year, and then it's not. So
every year around preseason, we're going to the Super Bowl this
living
year.
Living that dream. I'm like, when's the last time? They're like, don't talk about it.
1992, January 26th, my cousin's birthday.
Like, they're like, you like the Bears. I'm like, I know. I like a shitty team.
Yeah.
I accept it. All my teams are shitty. I live with that burden. But you know what I don't say? The Bears are going to the bowl, baby. I don't say that. I'm just like, we'll be lucky to make playoffs.
Yeah.
But I'm happy about it.
Might get our ass kicked by the Raiders on a Sunday.
You son of a bitch. You. This is over. Mic slam. Just fly off the table.
Out you go.
F the Raiders.
Well, I guess I'm ending the podcast for real now. Fuck that. I'm not going to stand for that on my podcast.
Well, also, shout out to Ethos for the water.
Ethos Water, Starbucks, who we did not ask to do this, but they've been cool every time I've done it.
To the children that screamed and cried through this entire podcast, yes. We salute you.
1 hour and 9 minutes. Would you believe we've gone that long?
Crushed it.
It's my favorite thing to ask after an hour, because usually I just like, I lure my guests in.
Oh, no.
And then an hour just goes by, and I'm like, hey, how about that hour we just did? Excuse me?
Oh, man.
Did we go an hour? Yes, we did.
See, I'm one of those people that listens to podcasts like religiously, like all day.
So you're like hoping it's an hour?
Yeah, I was hoping for like six. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have that kind of time. I haven't eaten dinner yet, so I got to go get a snack.
Well, the Uno's was 4 hours, and that probably should have been a podcast. But
yeah, no kidding. My God. I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts. So like,
there you go.
My best friend is just like, you're a psycho, because I was like, I'm having weird dreams. She's like, what's going on? I'm like, well, I was listening to the Ted Bundy last podcast on the last episode. She's just like, what the fuck? I was like, yeah, I fell asleep listening to it, and I just had these weird dreams. She's like, no shit, you psycho. Like, pull back. She's like, listen to some ocean sounds like a normal person. I'm like, no, that's not normal. That'll make me have to pee every 5 minutes. Be like,
oh my God, it sounds like my water addiction. Every 5 minutes, it literally, that's how it goes.
I read my app wrong. I know I'm going over your hour. I'm not trying to get to six, I promise. But no, I read my I got my, what is this?
A Fitbit?
Fitbit, yeah.
You don't go like that?
Apple no, Watch? You know what? I'm working on it. I don't like to wear a watch. I'm getting used to it now.
Yeah.
So I was just like, if I get a big watch, then I'd break it for sure.
They make a smaller one. It goes like a little bit smaller.
Yeah. Well, I was doing the app, and I was just like, you need this much water. And I was drinking like so much freaking water. And I was like, I read it wrong. It was like, I had to drink half of what that was. And I was like drinking like 2 gallons of water. And I'm like, I'm not pissing my brains out. I'm just fucking, I want to die. I feel like the bitch from Willy Wonka and throw me down the road. Like, my mom was like, why are you walking so slow? I'm like, there's a good chance I'll throw up water everywhere if I move too fast. So I had to figure out the Fitbit. And then now it tells me, hey, it's 8 o'clock. You should go to bed. And I'm like, don't judge me. Don't judge me. I'm sitting here and watching old wrestling clips with my dog. He's farting and sleeping and doing his thing. And I'll get there. I'll get there.
Well, we got AEW tonight.
I know. Got the DVR on just in case you ran a little bit long, trying to give me shit about your Raiders and my Bears.
Well, it sometimes happens.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a good show. I'm only going to see probably a half an hour of it because then I'm going to bed. I know,
because you're doing sleepy time early, though.
Yeah.
How's that working out?
It's all right. I'm getting used to it.
I mean, I wish I could do that.
I life has changed a lot for me in 10 years. There used to be just like a lot of hesitation, anxiety, nervousness, which I still have a little bit of that. But now I just kind of figure out like, what do I want? And I try to actually like go for it.
The best part about catching up with you is that I knew you then.
Yes.
In the hesitation and anxiety phase. Then I caught up with you 10 years. And then it was like, I'm gonna start making changes. And then now where you're just like crushing the fucking game, which I'm so proud.
I'm trying. Thank you.
No, you're killing it, dude. I'm always like, damn, Gary's up at 3 a.m. What an asshole. I guess I got to get up and not get a snack. I'll just walk up and down these stairs real quick. See, like, I'm doing something because I get up early too. But like, I don't do anything. I just get up because my body's just that way.
Yeah.
So I'm up at like 6 a.m. My dog is like, he eats at 7. He's like, I don't want this bitch to sleep through the it's time to eat alarm.
I want my food. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like up at 6 and I'm like making coffee and stuff. And I'm just like watching the sunrise. And I'm like, Gary's on a treadmill right now, crushing the fucking game. And I'm just like sitting here like having a biscotti. Like,
I'm slowly easing into it. So we'll see. Ask me again in a month and I'll tell you where I'm at.
Just like, I hate the morning, I hate the sun, I hate cardio, I hate the clock, F this clock. Well, we get daylight savings soon, right? Or are we losing an hour?
We're losing an hour. Fuck.
You're gonna be getting up at 2. You're like,
I should have started this after that to see where
you should have, because your body's gonna be all jacked up. Hey, well, you know what? We'll see you in the new year.
Yeah, we'll see how I am in a month or two. But
you have the crazy long old man beard and you're at the gym and people are just like, what's going on with this guy? You're just like, I'm doing my cardio. Like, mind your business.
Fair enough. Well, okay, let me ask you this. Anything else that we did not cover that you want to cover? I want to make sure we get it there.
Chris Jericho for all-time AEW champion for life.
He's amazing. Le champion.
Champion.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Love the bubbly. Love it. I think everything should be a little bit of the anything now.
Yeah.
Anything his merch is, it should be a little bit of the and then that, just because he's amazing.
I love it.
Other than that, you should follow Gary on all things because he's awesome.
We're plugging me. Yeah. We should be plugging you.
I don't have it. I got nothing.
You don't want me to send people to your page?
I don't have a page.
Okay.
All right. I have an Instagram that's private because I work for the government at one
point. Fair enough. All right.
You can follow not my Facebook because I don't go on there. I just post things of my dogs.
Okay.
If you want to see my dog, that's cool.
People just feel like this is a really awesome podcast and I'll wish her well through spirit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
that works.
Yeah. I mean, you could absolutely add me on Instagram, but you're going to get a lot of my dog. That's all I post on there. Occasionally I'll post my butt just because I love me undies and I like for them to send me things. So.
You're going to be getting some unexpected followers now.
That's also, I also ended this in the wrong direction. Just look at my dog. Disregard my butt and follow Gary.
Well, if people want to see pictures of your dog, where should they go to do that?
At Ashley Rose. Ashley is spelled weird because my mom's unique like that. It's Ashley Rose. I think that's how you spell my name.
I think so. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, you know. If all else fails, don't worry. You're not missing anything.
Well, there you go. Let's not wait another 10 years. What do you say?
I'm down.
This was awesome.
Got to hit the Unos. I haven't even met your wife yet, dude.
We need to make that happen.
Yeah.
We need to make that happen.
I will also tell her of the weirdo that took their teeth out at the Unos while we're at Unos.
Well, I have to wait till the new year for Unos if I decide to go.
Killing me, dude. It'll also have to be in the daytime because you go to nighttime and like 7 a.m.
Well,
like,
weekends are a little bit different. But.
Okay. Then we'll do the evening after said pizza strike and then we'll work it out.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. This is really awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Remember at the beginning of the show, I mentioned a little thing called Patreon? Well, I'd love to have you join me. But Gary, what is Patreon? It's a website that is helping small creators like me raise funds to further expand their creative visions. For as low as $1 a month, you can help me further my dream of reaching as many people as possible and eventually taking the show on the road to meet all these fine people face to face and add a video element to this podcast. If you were to donate $4 a month, you'd be hearing the show a few days earlier with no commercials and getting access to my close friends group on Instagram. Donate $10 a month and you get all that plus your name read at the beginning of the show alongside other producers. But act fast, that tier is limited to 10 people. I've got a whole lot more to offer and you can get all the details over at patreon.com/GaryCantrell. If you made it this far, I really appreciate you. Thanks so much for checking out the show and I'll talk to you again really soon. HardWorkAlwaysWins.com. It's more than just a clothing line. It's my mantra. I speak it, I wear it, I live it, and I'd love to have you join the Hard Work Squad. We're constantly adding new items to the store, including our brand new future-ish hats, which come in a variety of colors, including camo. I mean, who doesn't like camo?
We also just put our famous Splash logo in gold to match our OG logo, and there's so much more here. You just got to check it out. Here's the best part. Use the code PODCAST at checkout to take 10% off of your very first order, and join the Hard Work Squad today.